I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA. For the last 6 months, I've been recording a weekly program for WXZY Radio about little-known facts and favorite stories from the hilltop. Today, as we put the wraps on 2018, I'd like to highlight some of my favorites of the year. First, coming in at number 10 is the story about the time 60 years ago when rock and roll legend Bill Haley came to the Hilltop to play at the Teen Club. Local impresarios Louis Angelo and Clifford Brown brought Haley and his band The Comets to town when they were at the height of stardom, and they packed over 500 screaming fans into the old Kane Theater. Next at number 9 is the tale of big-time Boston gangster Spex O'Toole, who helped pull off the famous Brinks robbery, and his exploits in Kane. Spex was on the lam when he came through Kane on a Sunday afternoon back in 1950 and made the costly mistake of knocking off more sporting goods and swiping some guns and ammo. When he and his accomplices were apprehended at a roadblock, it was the first break in the storied case that many called the crime of the century. Number 8 is about the Pirates' great shortstop and Duke All-American basketball player Dick Groat and his deep ties to Kane. Groat's father, Martin, was a proprietor at the Griffin Hotel in Kane, and his grandfather, Elijah, built and operated the St. Charles Hotel in Kinzoo. Dick Groat's parents, Martin and Grace, are interred at Forest Lawn Cemetery. Groat is still going strong today at 88 years old as a broadcaster for Pitt Panthers basketball. Number 7 is the story of Kane's homespun weather prognosticators and their peculiar methodology. In the days before AccuWeather, Kane had Charlie Thundercloud, alter ego of Kane Republican editor Pud Smart, Eddie Bickle, and Bill Altman to give their fearless forecasts. Together they studied woolly bear caterpillars, geese flights, animal pelts, average monthly rainfall logs, and they got occasional input from the old farmer's almanac. Next up at number 6 is the story of the daredevil of Mount Jewett, Bobby Leach, one-time proprietor of the commercial hotel in Mount Jewett, who survived going over Niagara Falls in a barrel in 1911, but later died after slipping on an orange peel in New Zealand. Number 5 is the story of Jarvis Rockwell, brother of the famous illustrator Norman Rockwell, who designed Holgate's wooden toys and was the driving force behind Kane's storied snow trains of the 1930s. Jerry, as he was known, was one of Kane's leading citizens and brokered a deal with Kaufman's department store in Pittsburgh to sponsor the winter excursions to Kane. Number 4 is the story of the Civil Defense Tower, Kane's Ground Observation Corps, and the era when Kane was a hotbed of reported UFO sightings. From 1959 through the mid-1960s, dozens of reputable reports of UFOs throughout the region were reported on the front pages of the Kane Republican. At number 3 is the story of Kane native and pretzel king Arthur McGonagall, who nearly became governor of Pennsylvania in 1958. A star on the 1932 Kane High football team, Art played football at Temple University and bought a bankrupt pretzel company with his brother Ray in 1934. By 1953, Bachman Bakeries was the largest pretzel maker in the world. In 1957, Art came out of nowhere to face off against Pittsburgh Mayor David Lawrence for the governorship, a race he lost by a thin margin. Story number 2 is about the Northern Lights and the days when they were a favorite celestial attraction for hilltop residents. Where the lights have gone, no one seems to know. But viewing the brilliant show was for many years a regular, if not spectacular, event in Kane. And my favorite episode of all from 2018 is the not-so-tall tale of the time the Sultan of Swat, the Colossus of Clout, the Great Bambino, Babe Ruth, came to town in October of 1923. What I would not give to see this greatest of all American icons strolling around the Kane Depot in his coonskin coat, swilling a beer at 7 a.m. Well, that's all for this week, friends, and that's all for this year. Please send your comments and story ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. I can't wait to see what forgotten memories we uncover in the new year. Best wishes to all for a healthy and prosperous 2019. And thank you for listening.